All right, welcome into DGS on a Wednesday. A very short version of this. It's one of those weird days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rachel, Andrew, and I am here. Dave is with his mom today. Just so you guys know, we knew it was going to be a short show, and he's going to be hanging out with her. And he's back tomorrow, we think.
We think so, yeah.
So, and you know, look, we all know, given the circumstance, you know, his mom's been, as you know, been in, you know, in and out of the hospital, had the fall over the weekend and all of that. So Dave is obviously taking care of his mom, and we think he'll be in tomorrow. That's the plan for now. And hopefully everything, that means everything's going smoothly if
yes.
he is, and that'll be good. And Matt Pauly's hanging out with us for a few minutes and coming out of the Cardinals game. So we got a few things we'll do. We'll get some headlines in, solve world hunger, figure out what's going on in Congress. We'll do that in the next half hour.
Okay.
For now, just a couple of quick thoughts with Matt wrapping up the game with the Cards. You know what? The Cardinals are in an interesting spot, Matt, where this wasn't a terrible series, but it always stinks to lose a home series to anybody. But you're 6-7, getting ready to head out on the road. You've gotten one start from the guy you signed to be your ace in Sonny Gray. You haven't had Lars Nootbaar play a game just yet. You haven't had Tommy Edman play a game just yet. You haven't had Keenan Middleton in the bullpen just yet. Given all of that, the problems that we're seeing are real. Like we were talking about it during the break, as if you didn't get enough baseball talk. But you know, if you go look into the batted ball numbers for all of the Cardinals struggling hitters, Arenado, Goldschmidt, Jordan Walker, Victor Scott, there's not a lot of silver lining in what's happening. But even with all of these things and the concerns being real, it could be a lot worse than 6-7.
It could. I think they're fine. And yes, the concerns are real, but does that mean that this is going to continue on?
No, it doesn't.
There's guys all the time who have a bad first month and a half of the season, and they get going. Now, there's no guarantee that's going to happen. I'm not predicting that's going to happen. I just don't get worked up
over
any number that I see early on in the season. It doesn't mean anything until later on in the season. We say, okay, well, this has been a trend from the beginning of the year.
We're still in a position where, you know, let's say Paul Goldschmidt or Nolan, either one of those guys. They have one good week. Their numbers look like they're supposed to.
If one of those guys goes has a 4-for-4 day, like their batting average could double right there.
So, I mean, that's why it's not panic-inducing at this stage, especially since you are able to tread water so far. You've been able to tread water because in most cases, the pitchers that you've brought in have done what you brought them in to do. Lance Lynn was not amazing today, but he did not give up an earned run in five innings and wouldn't have given up any runs if Victor Scott had caught a fly ball at the warning track.
He gave up one hit. You know, he walked four, but he gave up one hit. That's a good day.
So it's fine. I mean, you like more depth there, but then what you have is, and I was really impressed with Zach Thompson today, threw the ball well. He just, Matt, he looks more aggressive. And he attacks more coming out of the pen than he does as a starter.
He does, and I don't know if he's saving something for later.
He went
3 1/3 today.
Three and a third, six strikeouts, no runs.
Yeah, that's a good day for him. And there is value in having, especially with this type of rotation, because even Sonny Gray has never been known as a guy who's going to go give you a 7 or 8 innings.
Not regularly.
Right.
So he's a 6-inning guy.
You got 5 guys who they're gonna give you innings, but they're not gonna be pitching complete games, 8-inning type games. So with this type of rotation, if you've got a guy out of the bullpen that you can really rely on to come in the 5th or 6th inning and bridge you to the 7th or 8th, if Thompson could be that guy, there's some value in that.
Yeah, and again, I'm not trying to polish anything. I'm not trying to make everybody feel better about what you are. I just know that 6-7 is nothing to freak out about. You know, you lost the first game of this series in extra innings by a couple of runs. Then you beat Zach Wheeler, and then you lost, you know, the finale, Aaron Nola on the mound, another guy that's been an all-star caliber starter, and you lose that game by a run, and that extra run is because of a drop fly ball in center field.
Or because of not being on at first base and where you score a run, you know?
Yep,
so
yep.
Victor Scott had a really tough day, and I hate saying that because you know this as well as anybody. Every ball player has tough days like that, and so this is not an indictment on who he is, but if we're just being very fair in how we evaluate it, Victor Scott had a bad day, 2 plays in the outfield that he does not make, including one that was an error that directly leads to 2 runs.
Yeah.
And then he makes a mistake going towards second in an inning where the Cardinals score runs. So that was a really rough day for a very talented young ball player.
Yeah, and again, I'm not making any long-term evaluations or anything like that because it's ridiculous to do so. after a couple of weeks. Because if a guy, like, for example, if a Victor Scott's at Memphis and he has two slow weeks, nobody even notices.
No.
You know, young players are going to have ups and downs, especially when you're getting thrown into the fire for the first time. But while he is bringing everything we thought he would on the base paths, he's been one of the best base runners in baseball. He is, by the way, the fastest runner in baseball right now. 100th percentile. And his defense largely has been good except for the drop today. He's overwhelmed at the plate at the moment. And, you know, with Newt Barr coming back soon, they might face some kind of decision here, and we'll be talking about in the coming days. All right, buddy. Have a good Sports Open Line.
Appreciate it.
A short, weird DGS Cardinals game went on a little bit longer than usual, but we ended up with the short little show today. Rachel, Andrew, Kevin here. See, I said my first name, Rach.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I almost never do that, but
very
I'm working.
Nice.
I'm working on it to try to get better at it. Why don't we do some headlines?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Thought this was kind of an interesting story. Chuck Schumer and other Democratic senators are seeking support for federal marijuana legalization. They're putting forth a bill ahead of 420 with plans to file this month. They are setting their sign-on deadline for the eve of the cannabis holiday. We've all heard of 420. 420, bro.
It used to be like an inside joke,
yes.
And now it's just everybody knows.
It's a pretty open secret.
When do we start
point.
Getting the day off for 420?
I don't know. Maybe in about 50 or 60 years, I could see it happening,
it's like
though.
A national
I really
holiday.
Could see it happen. I mean, we're just stupid, so might as well. Federal marijuana legalization. I'm sure I'll see it happen in my lifetime. Am I the only one who thinks it's corny that they're doing it on 420 though? Like,
yes.
It's a little on the nose.
You've
and
been,
it doesn't like lend itself to taking it seriously.
No. And also, like, you think about the federal government's position on marijuana has been treating it obviously as a crime. There are people that have gone to jail for marijuana related offenses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to play into the gag.
Yeah, now we're going to get cutesy with it all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, that's not okay. And plus, you're dragging ass. Like, this should have been done a long time ago. I mean, as soon as states starting declaring illegal, it should have been the federal government should have been realizing, okay, look, this is stupid. We don't need this. And it also it raises the typical concerns that people have. Well, they're just doing it because they get lobbied not to. Which that's what it looks like, right? It looks like the lobbyists who have interests in other products, whether it's pharmaceuticals or alcohol or whatever, have been holding too much influence. It may not be that, but that's what it looks like. Mm. So don't get cute. Just fix the stupid thing you've been doing wrong.
The WNBA is partnering with over-the-counter birth control pill Opill. Opill will be an associate partner at Monday's WNBA draft, and the two will work together on educational programs on reproductive health and outreach programs on college campuses.
I'm sure that won't make anybody mad.
Yeah, there won't be a single protest about that one.
There won't be a single person that never watches the WNBA that gets mad about that.
Speaking of women's basketball, the NCAA Women's Championship outdrew the men's.
It did.
They had 18.7 million viewers, and the men's only had 14.82 million viewers.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
What I'm really curious to see is how much they're able to capitalize on the excitement around Caitlin Clark, right? I mean, I know I did this. I think I did this with us the other day when I mentioned it's a lot like to me seeing what happens after Tiger Woods was not a part of the PGA Tour as much. Like once he had the injuries and he wasn't when Tiger Woods was Tiger Woods, he was the draw. Like every Sunday, the ratings would go through the roof if he was in the hunt, and ever since he's been gone, look, golf's still popular, but it's not at that level. And I'm really curious to see, did women's basketball, did they win people over that are now interested in the sport and they want to stay? And I hope that's the case. That would be great if women's college basketball is going to benefit from the excitement of this particular season with Caitlin Clark and people see the product and they're like, I like this product. I'm coming back to watch next year. That's the only thing that's left to prove.
I'm sorry, this just reveals how little I've been paying attention, but is this Caitlin Clark's last year in
the
NCAA?
Yes, she's going to the WNBA, yeah.
Okay.
She's going to be the number one pick in the draft for the Indiana team.
I'm curious to see how you feel about this, Wheels, or Kevin, I should say.
No, you call me Wheels. That's weird if somebody else calls me Kevin.
So coming up, the Olympic track and field events are going to offer prize money. They're looking for the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles to start. Oh, I'm sorry. So gold winners will be set up at the Paris Games, and then prize money for silver and bronze is expected to be introduced for the 2028 Summer Games. How do you feel about winning an Olympic event and then getting money?
It's about time. This is something that's bothered me forever. Why do people argue that it means more if you're not getting paid? It's the stupidest logic in the world. What happens, and this is the same thing with college sports, what has happened for generations is that everyone around the Olympics, everyone around college sports has made a boatload of money, except for the people that are actually the world-class athletes.
The people you kind of need.
Yes! It is the dumbest setup. These athletes have been exploited for generations. And then you've got people that will legitimately go on. I'll hear from them on Twitter, and probably because I'm saying this, they're like, it's better when they're amateurs. No, it's not. They're still running as fast. They're still doing the same thing, and they are generating the TV ratings. They're the reason that the networks like NBC pay so much money to have the Olympics. Why shouldn't they get something for their achievement? It's the dumbest thing, and I'm happy they're finally doing it.
I'm smiling because I just love your impression of the Twitter people, like, oh,
it's better when it's amateurs. It's so much more interesting that way.
Like, really? Yeah, you know, it's really interesting to see other people exploited for your entertainment. That's super interesting.
On to politics here. President Biden could be left off the Alabama ballot due to a scheduling issue. So the problem lies with the Democratic National Convention. It's currently scheduled to begin on August 19th. That's just 4 days after Alabama's August 15th deadline to certify a presidential candidate. So the Secretary of State says they won't be able to put Biden on the ballot if he doesn't get a valid certificate of nomination by August 15th. So for some reason, it's held up.
Same problem in Ohio, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, the exact same problem. It's not the dates may not be the same, but it's the exact same problem. And I have two thoughts. Number one, it's not going to happen, right? I mean, like they're saying, if they get the, why? If you're running the party, why would you schedule the convention after these dates for some of the states?
That's a really good question.
Like, do you not know in advance? Are you not paying attention? Are you just screwing up? I would be shocked if either candidate is left off of any ballot in any state for any of these reasons. But it's stupid.
The Biden campaign says Joe Biden will be on the ballot in all 50 states. So it looks like they're not sweating it too
much. Well, and also, like, the parties can do what they want in nominating their own candidate. They don't have to wait until the convention to do it, which is what they're talking about. They'll probably have the certificate signed. And then, the convention is just for show anyway. It didn't used to be. It used to be you'd go there and you had competitors and they would all vote on who's going to be our guy. Woo! Mm-hmm. Now it's like, yep, it's going to be Joe. So they'll just file the paperwork in advance. But it's all, I don't know, man. I don't know about you guys, but the song and dance, like just the way that it's set up, just makes me not want to take them seriously.
I really love this next story, and I think they should do this with more things. Internet providers have to offer broadband labels with pricing info. So the FCC is forcing internet providers to be more transparent about their prices and hidden fees. They now require broadband labels similar to the nutrition labels you find on food products. These labels will include details like monthly price, data rates and caps, contract length, and when prices will be going up.
Boom. Let's go.
Major providers will begin offering labels this month.
I'm all for all of us getting to know more about what we're spending our money on.
Transparency.
Yep. And again, if we agree to do it, it's fine. We agreed to do it, but it should be upfront and it should be posted everywhere for everybody to know.
Speaking of the way we spend our money, inflation went up in March. Core consumer prices rose 0.4% last March and are up 3.8% year over year. It's the third straight month that inflation rates have exceeded the Fed's goal of 2% inflation, meaning that interest rates could remain high for the time being. Not fun.
I grunt like that. It's everybody is, because one of the things that a lot of people are waiting for is the interest rates to come down so they can refi and get out of these high interest rates that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a huge difference in not only your monthly payment, but it's a huge difference in your long term, what you're going to end up owing on your house.
A new poll is looking at views of Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. According to a new survey from the Tech Oversight Project, 65% of registered voters said they have a somewhat or very unfavorable opinion of Zuckerberg. And another 59% said the same of Jeff Bezos.
Man, could it be because they are exploiting all of us to make themselves wealthier?
I actually thought those numbers were a little low.
I know. I thought it'd be worse.
Mm-hmm. One more story here. Networks want televised debates from our presidential candidates. The New York Times obtained a draft letter of a draft version of a letter endorsed by ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, and Fox News, which said that these news organizations are urging the presumptive presidential nominees to publicly commit to participating in general election debates before November's election.
Right.
I'd like to see it too. It would just feel weird if we went into an election and we didn't get to see these two men debate on stage. As much as it was, you know, a mess last time they did.
Yeah.
It would just be kind of strange to have it go by without seeing them spar with each other.
I don't know that it's possible or legal or whatever. I mean, but I really wish we could codify this via law where A, you have to do it at least a certain number, 1, 2, 3, whatever, and that the format has to be a certain way.
And they turn off your mic if
and
you,
if you aren't going to start, if you're not going to answer questions, shut it down. Just a few minutes left in a really short DGS. We're expecting Dave back tomorrow. Obviously, he's out taking care of mom today with the game and the short show. Just made a lot more sense for him to be doing that. Andrew, why are you scared of cicadas?
They're terrible. Okay. We had this similar fight earlier today in that I am not the weird one for not liking cicadas
being scared
of them.
The topic wasn't, you don't like them. A lot of people don't like them. I don't like them.
I think a lot of people
You said, I'm afraid of cicadas.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. That's
Why?
Not unweird because they're big and loud and fly right at your face.
Can I just say, before we go any further, before this escalates, as it's sure to do, we were in the office talking about the age of certain actors and actresses, and Zendaya came up, and these two started yelling at each other about how old this poor young woman was.
But not
and
in
I'm
an
like,
angry way.
Not in an angry way, but it's just, it's stressful. It's stressful to be around you guys sometimes. I just got to say.
And who was right?
I think Andrew was right.
I don't
right.
remember. Yeah, you probably were.
Doesn't remember.
I thought, no, I don't remember what I said, but I know that I thought she was younger than whatever she is.
Mm-hmm.
What is she, 26?
27.
Yeah, I would have guessed like
early 20s. Let's not do it
20s.
Again. We can't do it again.
Nope, it's all good.
Like, I'm going to do it again.
Nope, it's all good. It's all good.
I'm doing it again.
All right.
But Andrew is terrified of the
cicadas. And we're going to have the trillion cicada whatever, like 200 trillion cicadas in the state of Illinois where I live.
They're not all going to be by you.
They might be.
They're all in the coal room.
He's got a trillion of them in the, because you live in the woods.
Yeah.
In the wooded area.
I live in a wooded area, okay?
It was funny because it was like, Illinois is going to be the hot spot. And Andrew's like, that's where I am.
Like, Illinois is really big, Andrew. I mean, for all we know, they could be centered further, like, up in the Chicago area.
They are fear-mongering with this, though, because they're like, trillions of them will descend upon you, and you will not be able to escape. And I'm like, is it that big of a deal? They're just kind of loud.
I mean,
right?
They're annoying. Well, that's what cicadas are. They're annoying.
I don't want them touching me. I don't want them touching. I don't have a better way to say it. I don't want them touching me.
I don't either.
I don't want the cicada to touch me.
And I don't want them all up in my business.
Yeah, that's like I think all of us would probably agree. I don't know. Are there maybe six people who study bugs that like cicadas?
Some people eat them.
Everybody else is like, yeah, we don't like them.
Some people swear by them. They eat them.
Yeah, that's true, but not normal people.
I mean, I would agree with that.
Yeah, they'd be pretty crunchy. They're big.
Yeah, that's the whole point. They say it tastes like just kind of like a crunchy treat.
Like salty? Do they salt them?
No, I think they chocolate them.
Chocolate is a big one, sort of like crickets.
Like they do that with crickets too. Yeah. No thanks. I don't need to eat chocolate bugs.
I'm just a no in general on the trying the different flavors of cicada. I'm good.
What if it was like, I don't know, what do you like a lot? What's your favorite seasoning?
I don't know if it was just like cheesy cicada.
What if they were cicada tacos?
No thanks. I'm going to pass. When I whispered